You cannot be serious. This is the best we can do? Of all the networks, of all the options to host a presidential debate, your first choice is to go with CNN? CNN. Really? Was Joy Reid's climate-friendly broom out of gas, making her unavailable for MSNBC? What about News Nation, home of the semi-professional Chris Cuomo? Hey, it's me, Chrissy C! Was he busy searching for his long-lost brother, Andy? What's that other smaller network, Newsmax or Max News, the network dedicated to dudes named Max and women who wish they were named Max? What about Glenn Beck, The Blaze, Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, someone, anyone besides CNN? What the hell are we doing here? If you haven't already, make sure to like and subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84. And if you have topics that you want me to cover here on the channel, shoot me an email, btlkc84@gmail.com. This morning, our fearless leader, John Biden, he made an exciting announcement. Throughout the week, our fearless leader, he has been trying to verbally spar with the leader of the orange race, Donald Trump. Orange man bad! Johnny B. Biden, he has been uploading these weird videos, which are heavily edited. There was actually one video. It was about 13 seconds long. There were 5 edit jumps in one clip. 5 edit jumps, meaning John Biden, he cannot speak for 13 seconds without having a brain fart. This morning, though, John Biden, he announced that he accepted Donald Trump's challenge for a debate. But there was one caveat, a simple request from Johnny B. He wanted the first presidential debate, and probably the only presidential debate, to happen in June. And he wanted the debate to be hosted by his pretend friends at CNN. I wonder why. I wonder why he chose CNN and why he wanted the debate to happen in June. Normally, presidential debates take place in the fall. You know, since the election is in November. This would be like the NFL preseason starting in May and the regular season still starting in September. We're going to have the preseason in May, then we're going to take 4 months off until the start of the regular season. Logically speaking, that doesn't make any sense. But you got to think like a Biden. You have to think of the high probability that you are going to fuck this up. Think about it. With the first debate happening in June, if John Biden continues his streak of huge embarrassing failure, if he continues his trend of speaking in languages that no one understands, it will have less impact on the election. By November, this debate will be all but forgotten. So much will happen in the following 4 months. Johnny B. could forget to put on his helmet and fall off his tricycle. He could board the wrong plane at the airport. Instead of boarding Air Force One, he could mistakenly board the single-engine Cessna that's taking WNBA dump divers to their away games. In 4 months, there's all kinds of mistakes that John Biden could and would make that would cause people to forget about the mistakes that he could make at the debate. And to make matters worse, the debate is hosted by the worst network on television, CNN, which is another stroke of genius by John Biden when you think about it. If he embarrassed himself on Fox or MSNBC, millions of people would see it. By giving this debate to CNN, it's pretty much guaranteed that no one will be watching. Couple of hours ago, CNN, they announced the moderators for this upcoming huge embarrassing failure. Now, for other networks, for real cable news channels, this would be an easy decision. If MSNBC was hosting this debate, they would probably go with someone like Lester Holt. Or maybe that older woman who falls asleep on the air all the time. Can't remember her name. I think her first marriage was to Methuselah. She ended up outliving him and marrying some other doofus or her emotional support shovel. If Fox News was hosting this debate, probably moderated by someone like Bret Baier, maybe Sean Hannity, Dana Perino. The decision, it's easier at those networks because they have actual stars. When viewers turn on the debate, they see a familiar face, they hear a familiar voice. CNN does not have that same luxury. When you look at the roster at CNN, it's like looking at the starting lineup of a WNBA game. Bunch of names on the list with faces by the names that people have never seen before. I thought CNN would give this debate to Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo! Katie Roo! I mean, she's supposed to be their savior in prime time, but I understand why they passed on Roo since she was absolutely humiliated by the Trumper when she hosted that town hall last May. What about someone like Wolf Blitzer? Woof, woof, woof! That would be a comfortable choice for John Biden. Johnny B does like dogs. If he saw the name Wolf as the moderator of the debate, John, he would think he is attending a play date with his puppy. CNN could have went with Andy Cooper. Instead, though, CNN, they decide to go with Jake the Bongo Tapper and someone named Dana Bash. I had already forgotten who Dana Bash was, and we just talked about her here on the channel, 2 weeks ago? But I am willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. Maybe, Dana Bash can moderate this debate while being unbiased. But I know for a fact, Jake the Bongo Tapper, he cannot hide his disdain towards the Trumper. And you don't have to take my word for it, KC always comes with the proof. As I was prepping this video this afternoon, I dug through my video archives. Thankfully, I never delete clips that I share with you guys. They're all backed up on my OneDrive. I found plenty of examples of the Bongo Tapper's clear hatred of Donald Trump. Here's a couple of them. You tell me if the Tapper is capable of moderating a presidential debate involving the Trumper without being biased. Roll the clips.
Mr. Trump's first lie was told just seconds into the night with his false familiar claim that the 2020 election was, quote, a rigged election. And the falsehoods kept coming fast and furious about the January 6th insurrection, about the threat to Vice President Pence, about Pence's ability to overturn the election, about COVID, about the economy and more. He called a black law enforcement officer a thug. He said people here in Washington, D.C. at Chinatown don't speak English. He attacked Caitlin as a nasty woman because she was trying to get him to answer a question. Perhaps most chillingly, the day after a 9-person jury of his peers in New York found him liable for sexual battery and defamation and ordered him to pay writer E. Jean Carroll $5 million. He made fun of her account of her sexual assault. And many in the audience laughed.
The dehumanizing rhetoric of Adolf Hitler is once again alive and well on a national political stage. This time, of course, in the United States. This time given life by former president and current Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, whose thoughts on immigrants were made shockingly crystal clear. South America, Africa, Asia, no mention of Europe in Mr. Trump's list. And he uses the term poisoning the blood of our country, poisoning the blood of our country. If you were to open up a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf, you would find the Nazi leader describing the mixing of non-Germans with Germans as poisoning.
Like I said, I am willing to give Dana Bash the benefit of the doubt, but CNN, they could not find anyone else willing to moderate this dump. Was Jake Tapper the only option? You would be better off walking the streets of Atlanta and giving this job to a mime. Initially, I was confused as to why Trump would agree to this. For starters, John Biden, he's making all these weird demands. He wants the debate to be closed to the public. The only people Johnny B wants in the room are the moderators, the production crew, and the Trumper. Our fearless leader, he does not want an audience invited to this debate. The audience is so distracting. They will clap for Donald Trump and they'll throw things at me every time I stutter. Even though no one watches CNN, Johnny, he did not want to be embarrassed on national television if the audience turned against him. Now, I think the real reason John Biden doesn't want an audience at this debate, he would have stage fright. You gotta remember, Johnny, he is used to speaking at campaign rallies where the only people in attendance are the media. The only people in attendance, they're paid to be there. He's not used to speaking in front of hundreds of people. Like I said, initially, I was confused with Trump for agreeing to let CNN moderate this debate, but The more I thought about it, the more I came around to his reasoning or his potential reasoning. What happens every time woke prosecutors charge the Trumper with ridiculous charges? What happens every time the mainstream media claims Trump violated the woke commandments? His poll numbers go up. This is a win-win for the Trumper. If CNN moderates the debate fairly, he easily crushes John Biden. If CNN constantly cuts him off, if Jake the Bongo Tapper displays his bias, Trump will be viewed as a sympathetic figure. If there's another debate after this presumed disaster at CNN, it's going to be hosted by ABC in September. Now, according to the Trumper, there will be a third debate in October hosted by Fox News. However, John Biden, he refuses to commit to it for obvious reasons. And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't think these debates really matter. They used to matter, but now they've really turned into a disgrace. Throughout the week, both the Trumper and John Biden, they have been hyping up these debates like they are hyping up a wrestling match in WWE. It's just weird. Both sides are accusing each other of playing games. This afternoon, some woman with a dozen names, Jen O'Malley, Barbara Dillon, whoever the hell she is, her official job title is the chair for the John Biden Cam Harris campaign. I guess when John is confused and he doesn't know where to sit, Jen Barbara is responsible for locating his chair. But anyway, she sent out a press release this afternoon and said, Donald Trump is playing games, and he is doing so lacking varying degrees of comprehension and basic grammar. What? Let me get this straight. You're accusing Donald Trump of lacking grammar? Do you know who you work for? John Biden thinks basic grammar is the horse he bet on during the Kentucky Derby. Now Trump, he is telling Biden that, I'm ready to rumble. Johnny replies by saying, make my day, pal. It's far worse than that, but all of it is just weird, damn near juvenile. I know politics is theater. I know it's dirty. It's a form of entertainment, but this is downright embarrassing. These are supposed to be the leaders of the country, and they are going back and forth hyping up this debate like they're cutting a promo in a wrestling ring. I expect something like this in the mayor's race in Gay, Georgia. I expect this behavior in the race for the city council in Calturd, South Dakota. But this is the highest office in the country, the most powerful position in the world. All this weird behavior, it just seems beneath the presidency. All I had to say was, I look forward to debating Mr. Trump. Or, I look forward to debating the fossil pretending to be our president. That's it. A simple statement. There's no need for, I'm ready to rumble with Joe Bumble. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Give me your thoughts on this. CNN hosting the first and maybe the only presidential debate. There will be no studio audience because John Biden has stage fright. Is this a good idea for the Trumper? Should CNN be hosting this debate? Also, what do you think of all the back and forth this week? Seems kind of minor league to me. Do you think it's below the presidency or should it be below the presidency? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.